Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Empower to Empower radio show hosted by Valerie Burrell. Thank you for joining us for our first lunchtime inspiration. And I am so excited to have as my guest today, my sister, my friend. I can call her my sister and my friend, Pastor Amanda Muncy of Forward Ministries. Amanda, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is a woman of God who is a seer. She's bold. She might be little in stature, but don't mess with her. The chick is bad. she is one who... She really does labor before the Lord, and she desires to please him in all that she does. And so I'm excited to hear what the Spirit of God is going to release through you today, Amanda. And I'm going to turn it over to you and allow you to just flow as the Spirit leads. Amen?
Amen. Well, I would just like to start off by thanking everybody that is tuned in. God is great, and he's got great things for his people. Those that have put their trust and their hope in him, he's got great things for you. But the title of what I guess I would put over the message that God has put into my spirit is passion. You know, that's what God is seeking for in this hour. He's always sought for it, but it's really, really, really strong in my spirit during this season of my life is that we have a passion for him. We have a passion, you know, for different things in life, but God is seeking for a people that has a passion, a heart, a fire for him and only him, that we can go forward and shine our light and be a beacon of truth in this dark age that we are living. We live in very perilous, dark times, but we are that beacon of truth that is to stand and hold our beacons high in these dark times. But the word that God has given me is passion, and the scripture is found in Psalms 37 and 4 through 5. And it says, trust in the Lord and do good. God wants us to do good. So thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily there you shall be fed. And it goes on, it says, delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. God wants us to trust him above all things right now. Trust the Lord. I encourage you to trust him. Run to him. His name is a high tower, and the righteous run into it. Trust him. God is commissioning us to do good. Trust him and do the right thing right now. Do the right thing. And he will take care of his people. He will take care of you, and he will use you to bless many. God is saying, delight thyself in him. And when we delight ourselves in him, we become pliable. Delight means to become pliable. We become clay in the potter's hands. He can mold us. We're able to be molded into the vessel of honor that God has set us to be. So we have to delight ourselves also in the Lord. And he shall He will be able. You can't give a disrupted child, a child that is not submitted and committed to God, gifts. You can't bless them the way you want to because they're not walking in a manner that is pleasing to us or, you know, to God. So we can't give them gifts. So God says, delight yourself. Make yourself pliable. Make yourself a vessel that I can use. A vessel that I can speak to, a vessel that I can put honor on. And then I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. Then I'll bless you. I'll make you the head and not the tail. I'll make you above and not beneath. I'll bless you coming in and out. But first, we have to put ourselves on the potter's wheel and say, God, make me what I need to be. Show me who I am in the kingdom. Seek it out. And then you have to commit your way to him. And then after that, you have to constantly, daily commit yourself to him. This isn't something you do on Sunday and Wednesday and the rest of the week you just do your own thing. No. Or whenever you have church. It's not a church thing. It's a God thing. It's a relationship thing. So when we commit ourselves unto him and trust him, he shall bring everything, every vision, every desire, everything that is of God. And I'm not talking about, you know, worldly, fleshly, lusty desires that we can consume it upon our own lust. But when we commit ourselves and trust in Him, and we have made ourselves a vessel of honor and truth in this day and age, then bring all those desires to pass, and He'll prosper you. But we have to be submissive. Submit thyself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. You have to submit, and you have to resist. And in that, the passion is something we have to have. And I thank God for the passion that He's placed inside of me to reach out. He has really did a work in me, because I have been the most hard-headed person that I feel has been created sometimes, but God has did a work in me, and He's got me on that pedestal a bunch of times because I have not been submissive to Him. But passion, I want to tell you what passion is. Passion is anything that stimulates, that gives you simultaneous challenges. It's something that challenges you, intrigues you, and motivates you. You have to be motivated. You have to be intrigued by the work of God. You have to say, oh, you know, there might be mountains, there might be fiery furnace, there might be lion's dens that I'm through inside of. You know, all these things. But I have a passion, and I'm going to conquer every bit of that in the name of Jesus, because I've got a passion. Passion is a work. Passion is also pain. There is pain in carrying the cross of God. But there is, God said He is nigh to those that have a broken heart, and He saveth such that be of a contrite spirit. So God is there. He's a very present help in times of trouble. Right now, you need to hear that. You need to hear that He is a very present help in your moment of trouble and anguish and pain and heartache and trials. That He is. He's your very present help. I might not can get to you. Valley might not be able to get to you. John might not be able to get to you. Benny might not be able to get to you. But Jesus is present in your trouble. He is there. He is there. And the passion is suffering. Look at what Jesus suffered for the passion that He had for us and the love that He had for us. Passion will push you to stand when you feel like you can't stand. Passion will push you to do when you feel like you can't go, because you love your family. You love God, and you get up and go to work. You don't feel like it, but your passion to provide for your family gets you motivated to get up and go and do. It's the same. Passion will cause you to move from a comfortable to grief, to anguish. And what I'm saying, I'm not saying that we have to walk around with broken spirits all the time, but it will bring you, passion will bring you to the altar of God, where you're grabbing hold of the horns of the altar, and God has brought you to anguish, to tears, from the state, because you see the things that are taking place, not only inside of you, and you get broken because you're like, gosh, Lord, I'm horrible, fix me, make me whole. But you also see the conditions of the world around you. When God has showed you the conditions of you, and you fix that, and you look around you, and you also see the condition of the world around you, and you want to help, and you want to reach out, and you want to extend that hand, because you have a passion for God. And sometimes they don't take hold, and it breaks you more. But passion will bring you to anguish before the altar of God. Passion brings travail, and travail brings change. And I'm just thankful. I am so thankful for God and for all that He does. Passion will drive you. It will drive you from a comfort zone to not being comfortable at all. God didn't call us to comfort. He called us to stand up on the mountains and proclaim the truth, even amongst people that are going to cast stones at you. To be the righteousness of God amongst people that want to mock you and say you're crazy or you're radical. You know, it's awesome. It's awesome. God's passion, we have to have that passion, that fire. And the Bible says, and when our passions for the world override our passion for God, the Bible says, he that hath no control over his own spirit is as a city without walls. So when the enemy comes upon that city, because we have no control of our earthen passions, we're not submissive, then when the enemy comes upon us, there's no protection. But there's protection in God. There's protection, there's hope, there's peace, there's joy, there's life, there's love, there's grace, there's mercy. And God is calling his people to passion, to get in the fire, to get in the fire of passion. Fall in love with him again. Strengthen the things that remain. Strengthen the things that remain, because some of us, we're just sitting amongst remains of what used to be a fire and a passion. We're sitting amongst ashes, or we're sitting amongst ashes of a fire, or we're sitting amongst the embers. There's just embers. There's still enough there fire in you. You're not a hopeless mess. And let him stir that passion and that love. Fall in love with him all over again. And that's all I have, Valerie.
Well, that's not that you said a whole lot to say that's all that I have. I receive that. I receive that. And I think that it is very important. Passion is pertinent. Because I talk so much, so frequently, I know that I've been sharing how we will make time for what's important to us. I think I was sharing on Friday night with the women in our soaking prayer that in this hour, God wanted to know that he was a priority.
Yes.
He wants to know that he's yes. a priority in your life, that you don't put anything before him, that he's first. And he wants to know that he can come in and spend time with you and have intimacy with you and reveal to you his secrets and his strategies. He just wants to be one with us. And so I certainly received that word that we must have passion for him. We must be able to seek him. And as he's seeking us, we've got to open up and get ourselves out of the box. And now I think is a time better than any for us to just break free from our normal things and really focus on what it is that God would help us to do.
Yes,
Amanda, I thank
Amen.
You for all our callers. Amen. For our callers, thank you so much for calling in today. For those who were in the chat room, thank you so much. I had someone share that they had problems hearing in the chat room. If you experienced that, please let me know, and I'll see if I can figure out what happened because it's showing me that my speakers were on. So let me know. We will be back tomorrow afternoon at lunchtime with another inspirational message coming from Minister Tori Lynn Adams out of Philadelphia. Join us if you can each day at 12 noon. While you're having lunch break, you can sit and you can hear a word to inspire you to finish out your day strong, knowing that God is with us. He's promised to never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He wants to answer your questions. And so if you have challenges, mm-hmm. if you have questions, if there are things in your life and you say, Val, you know what? I'm appreciative of this, but I've got some things going on in my life, and if you could just help me, give me some clarity, give me some scripture, inbox me. Find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, the Ministry of Empowerment Place Ministries. Send me a message. I'll gladly talk with you, share with you, do what we can to inspire you, and I'm sure you can reach out to Amanda. She's the same way. You can find her
Amen.
On Facebook and send her a message. We'll pray with you. We'll talk with you. We just want to be here to empower other women and men to let you know that you're important to God and you are important to us. So until tomorrow, I say God's richest blessings to each of you. My prayer is that you will go forward in this day inspired to be all that God has called you to be. Again, Amanda, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for
God
having
bless
me.
You. I love you so much. Absolutely.
God bless
Everyone
you.
Have a
Love
good
you
day.
Too.